Hello, my sweet. Lie back. Put your head in my lap and close your eyes. I got you. And take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Good. And once more for me. In through the nose and release. Good. And you know, third time is the charm. Inhale, deep inhale, and exhale, completely emptying the lungs. Happy New Year, my love. I love a new year. I really do. I love it because it feels like a clean slate and anything is possible. It's a time we get to think about the changes we want to focus on in our lives. Things we want, things we no longer want. And that, actually, is what I want to focus on here. The things we don't want any longer. And letting those things go, we can really give ourselves a clean slate. So I want you to think about something you no longer want in your life. A situation, a person, something going on. And when you think about it, I want you to associate the feelings you have with it. Like, do you feel worried, stressed, perhaps angry or sad? None of those are feelings I want you to carry. Ever. It's not healthy. You never ever have to feel angry or mad to right a situation. It's quite the opposite, actually. Whatever it is that you are feeling, and whatever the situation is surrounding it, it's time to let it go. Time to release. So in your mind, or out loud if you can, say, I release all feelings of whatever you are feeling regarding this person or situation, and in which to name the situation or person specifically. Good. Now take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, say it again, starting with I release. Good. And we're going to do it one more time. Perfect. It feels good to let all of that go, doesn't it? We just don't always realize that we can do that ourselves. We're sort of programmed to hang on to anger. Hang on to frustration, hang on to everything we don't seem to think we can have. It's called scarcity, it's bad. So now, understanding that it's our choice to choose to not hold those feelings in your mind or out loud, I want you to say, I wish to replace those negative feelings with unconditional love and gratitude for all. Good. Do you know why I want you to do that? It's okay, I'm going to tell you. Holding on to negativity actually wounds us it creates wounds within our body, actually, and our energy body. So we feel it physically and energetically. And this can show itself in sickness in all forms, the first one being cancer. That's why it's not always curable, because it's emotional. There's other things too, like hypertension, heart disease, kidney disease, just to name a few. So, once more, say it with me. I wish to replace those negative feelings with unconditional love and gratitude for all. Good. That was lovely. Feel a bit better? A bit lighter? I definitely hope so. All I want is for you to feel good. And you know, this is something that you can practice anytime, all the time. The way I got into it was anytime I had a negative thought surrounding myself or someone else, I would stop, not get mad at myself. I did that in the beginning, but I don't any longer because it only makes it worse. I would just stop and say, you know what? I release that feeling and replace it with unconditional love and gratitude. And within just a couple of weeks, I started to notice a real shift in my happiness, my calmness, my stress levels. It was kind of awesome, really. So I promise if you do this, you will start to see an awesome shift in your happiness and health. You really will. And now, my love, you just get to relax and take one more deep breath in. And feel your body completely relax on the exhale. You are amazing. Please don't